Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Welcome to the Moving Up Show. Juicy, what are you talking about on Strictly Sequence?
Well, today I'm talking about Children's in Need, The Voice on Strictly, and also this week's winners and losers.
Yeah, sounds good. Josh, what do you have for us today on Foodie Delights?
I'm making a muffin in a mug.
Oh, really good. Come on, everyone, let's get started.
Hello, this is Josie Shaw in Strictly Sequence. I welcome to you all. This week, I'm going to talk about Children's in Need. In futures, The Voice and joining Strictly Come Dancing to win each other competition, or shall I say beat each other. Anyway, the winner there was Shane Leng, who did the stunning quick step, and it was good, very good. In the main show on Saturday was full of the excitement and glamour at the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool.
It kind of really adds another dimension to the programme, Josie, doesn't it? It really steps it up a bit to be at the ballroom.
Oh, yes, I agree.
Who was the top of the leaderboard this week?
Ashley and Pasha again, and for the first time in forever, they have 40 points.
That was amazing, wasn't it? They scored 40 points.
I know, and the dance they were doing was the jive, and the judge says, like watching a mirror image.
Fantastic. It was such an achievement. Mm. Who else did well this week?
Charles and Karen. Their dance was Samba, and they scored 38. And Bruno said he was like the King Charles the First of Samba.
That's a funny comment. But they did ever so well, didn't they, with 38. They've been really up and down in their scores.
I know, very weird. They keep going in, out, in, out. Mm. You know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. So who were the unlucky couples, two couples, who had to do the dance off this time?
Kate and Asher, they had 30 points and their dance was American Smooth, and the judges said blissfully smooth.
Oh, so they had a good comment from the judges.
Yes.
And who were the other couple?
Oh, and let's see, Caramel and OT, and they scored 32 points. Theirs was a musical theatre, the judges say charming and hip to lead the lines.
So yeah, so more good comments from the judges. I guess once we've got to this stage in the competition, really, everybody is good, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. Did you have a favourite in particular?
No, I thought they were all good. I also liked the part. Well, while the dancers were dancing, the other dancers joined in, you know, for like...
They were like backing dancers, weren't they?
Yeah, that's why they were backing dancers.
Ah, and that again added an extra dimension, didn't it? So who were the unlucky couple who sadly had to leave?
Kate and Ashley.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know.
I did read in the newspaper that Kate had got an injury on her rib, so maybe that's why she didn't dance quite so well.
Hmm, no wonder.
Hmm, must be painful.
Very painful. Anyway, this is Josie Shaw, Strictly Sequence. Thank you all for listening.
I'm Charles. Today, I'm going to be talking about my favourite game with Harry, and Harry's going to talk his favourite game about me, but it's all based on Call of Duty. So mine is... I can pick between two, but it's Black Ops 3, because I like it more. It's more futuristic, but I love its bits. So much towards it.
I mean, Black Ops 3 was one of them I didn't mind. I didn't really get along with. But I did have some fun in that game, you know, running around, shooting people. I liked some of the maps on there, were pretty cool.
Yeah, see, I like the zombie addition to it. That made it, the other one so much better.
Yeah, I mean, I have played zombies on it, and sometimes I remember the map so big I used to get lost. I would be looking around like, where's my teammates? And then run off and look behind me and heard zombies.
So, like the zombies, I just love it because I can train them a lot. Any other teammates just stand there, just all do it as one. But then on the multiplayer side, it's more futuristic, so I can jump, like I can double jump. I've got like jetpacks, technically, in terms. And then I've got all futuristic weapons as well. But there's one thing that did annoy me. They made it too specified. but I like when the golden rifle to different people, had different people with different abilities to make them stronger.
Now, that was Black Ops 3. Mine is completely different, and I'm going to go with a classic in Modern Warfare 2. Now, the reason this was one of my favourite games is because of the way the mechanics worked. Everyone loved this game. Everyone remembers being good at this game. And it was a nice, easy game to play. The maps were easy to remember, you know, and it was sort of a game where you could be a master or you could be terrible at it. I mean, it was that small difference between good and bad in that game. What I loved about it was all the snipers. The way they shot and the way they would get you killed is amazing. And how realistic it was. For how old it was pretty realistic.
See, no scoping on that was so easy, though. It made my day of life. You have a choice. You could be as run around or do it that way. Or you could just no-scope people. No-scoping was the best thing on that bit.
And I think one of the most common things to set our argument on that game was 1v1 me on Rust.
Damn right.
And I think that saved a lot of friendships, that competition. But anyway, this has been Harry and Jazz, and we hope you enjoyed.
So we have Josh with his recipe of the day. Josh, what are you making today?
I'm making a muffin in a mug. You need 4 tablespoons of self-raising flour, 4 tablespoons of caster sugar, 2 tablespoons of cocoa powder, and 1 medium egg. You also need 3 tablespoons of milk, 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil or sunflower oil, a few drops of vanilla essence, 2 tablespoons of chocolate chips, nuts or raisins, add 4 tablespoons of self-raising flour, 4 tablespoons of caster sugar and 2 tablespoons of cocoa powder to the largest mug you have, and mix. Add 1 medium egg and mix it in as much as you can, but don't worry if there's still dry mix left. Add the 3 tablespoons of milk, 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil or sunflower oil, and a few drops of vanilla essence, and mix until smooth before adding 2 tablespoons of chocolate chips, nuts or raisins, and mix again. Send your mug in the middle of the microwave oven and cook on a high for 1.5 or 2 minutes, or until it has stopped rising and it's firm to the touch. You've been listening to Joshua's recipe of the day.
Well, we really enjoyed the show. We hope you did as well. This is the Moving Up Show, part of the 4-Page Project on Vectis Radio and the Isle of Wight College. You can listen to us on 104.6 FM and online.